Well, Defense Secretary Ash Carter has confirmed that the 12 U.S. Marines involved in last week's helicopter accident in Hawaii have died. He paid tribute to them yesterday, a day after the search for them was suspended. The Marines were aboard two helicopters that crashed off the Hawaiian coast, and an around-the-clock effort did not find them. Wyatt Olson has been covering the story for the Stars and Stripes newspaper in Hawaii. He joins us via Skype from Honolulu. And Wyatt, how are people reacting to this news?
Well, I think there was slowly some hope disappearing when there was absolutely no sign of anything, not even remains. And they have really curry-combed this area. They've been a massive search. There's been Army, Navy, there's been National Guard, the fire departments from local agencies, the police departments, and obviously the Coast Guard, which has been the lead on this. They've issued a map as to where they'd been searching, and they put a black line where they would go. And some areas were totally black for how many times they had covered that area. They had a fairly good idea where these helicopters went down, and they have this sophisticated computer modeling that can tell them where things might have floated. The waves were quite bad the first 24 hours. So
yeah, very high seas this time of year near Hawaii.
Yeah, apparently there was a storm about 1,000 miles north, and this was just probably the worst possible time for something like this to happen and the likelihood of survivors. Plus, even though it's Hawaii, it does get quite cold this time of year, maybe even to the upper 50s, which if you're in, 25, 30-mile-an-hour winds in the water, it's probably difficult to hang on.
And among the families on land waiting to hear word, a feeling that there have been some unanswered questions.
Yeah, well, that's the big mystery, obviously, that the Marines now take over this investigation, and it's called an aircraft mishap board, and they will look into this. That's standard procedure. There isn't, in those particular helicopters, what we know as these black boxes that, with voice recorders or that kind of tells parameters of what was happening. There will be some clues and some electronics there, but it's much more difficult, I think, to put this together compared to a commercial airliner.
What is the military saying about what might have caused this crash?
They don't want to speculate on anything like that. There's been plenty of speculation out in the public, but they won't even say whether or not they think they collided, which would seem the most likely. One eyewitness, when they called the Coast Guard and how they were alerted, they said they'd seen a fireball. Another caller had said they'd seen a flare. So you can draw your own conclusions as to when there's a fireball, but if two of them were gone, I think most of us probably think it was a collision, but they're not saying anything.
Wyatt Olson, can you remember a time when 12 Marines were lost in a domestic accident or situation like this?
No. And the fact that we haven't found them.
Right.
I mean, it's bad enough when they die and we find them. And this is probably going to be hanging over a lot of people for a long time, I would guess.
That's Wyatt Olson joining us from Honolulu, where he is a reporter with Stars and Stripes. Wyatt, thank you.
You're welcome.